106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is Halloween on The Wake Up Call, and spirits are in the air.
Ooh.
And nobody is better to tell us what the stars and moons mean with our inner souls than our friend Kayla. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
When it comes to, it's not really psychic stuff, right? This
right.
is astrology.
Correct.
Something is going on. It just happens to be coinciding with Halloween, and it's a big deal for all of us, right?
Correct.
Tell everybody what is happening with the stars and the moon.
So today we're going to talk about the planet Pluto, which is the planet of death and rebirth.
Okay, wow.
What I mean by death is destruction.
Oh, God.
It's not as bad as you think. I mean the end of everything.
Right.
And Pluto travels pretty slowly throughout the zodiac, so it will make its impact for about 16 to 18 years in every sign. So for the last 16 years, it has been in the sign of Capricorn, and November 19th, it will be moving into the sign of Aquarius for the next 16 to 18 years. So this will impact us globally, but also individually.
So if you've been in a funk for the last 16 to 18 years, this might be why. And also, if you've had a stroke of good luck for the last 16 to 18 years.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, boy.
Is there any chance that people could just renew? Like
100%.
Okay, so you could just keep
chugging along.
But in order to find out, you got to dig into the charts, which you've done for the three of us.
I have.
Okay, so let's start with Katie. So if you're just joining us, we have astrologer Kayla, who is a friend of ours on the show. Okay, Pluto's going through
the change
right now. Okay.
So when we look at astrology, we look at planets, the zodiac signs, as well as the houses.
Okay.
So when you look at the zodiac, it looks like a pie, and there's 12 slices, and each of those slices is considered a house, and each one of those houses will impact a different area of your life.
Okay.
So what we're looking at is where Pluto, which house of your chart that Pluto is leaving and which house it's entering.
Okay.
So that you know where in your life you will feel this change.
Okay.
So for Katie, Pluto is leaving the second house, which is the house of personal values, finances.
Is that good or that's bad?
Well, that's up to you to answer.
Okay.
So for the last have you felt a transformation within like finances or your personal growth,
development? That's a really long time. So I guess yes, but I mean, there's been some ups and downs.
Since 2008.
Since 2008, then yeah.
Right.
I mean, I started this job in 2009.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, no.
Is it?
So Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008 and you landed this job in 2009. So that was an immediate rebirth of your career money and things like that.
Okay.
So now it's entering your third house, which is the house of communication and intellectual stimulation.
Okay.
And
like how you laughed when you said that with Katie.
The way that you communicate with yourself, the way that you communicate with others, the way that you gather information, the way that you see things might change a little bit.
Is it going to change for the good or for the bad?
So it's going into Aquarius, which is all about humanitarian and progression and equality and things.
Right. So finally, Kevin, she's going to talk nicer to us.
So Capricorn is a lot drier of a sign. It's all about establishment and power and, you know, like...
She is premenopausal.
Oh, boy.
We don't need to keep telling people that, and we're not even sure.
It's just a dry sign.
It's called perimenopause.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Pluto and how it's a sign of death.
Okay, shut up over there.
Okay.
So Capricorn is more like career-centric, and Aquarius is more what you're doing with your role and how it's going to impact humanity. So for you personally, it's happening in the house of communication and intellectual stimulation, the way that you gather information, etc.
All right. That's good.
But am I running out of money? Did we establish?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Now your money's going to go further and have more of an impact.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Breakfast on mama.
Listen, if you're just joining us, we have our friend Kayla, who is an astrologer, and she's digging into this big change that is coming with the planet Pluto, and it's Halloween, so we figured we'd do it, okay? So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, you've got big news for Kevin, and you've got even bigger news for me. And also, we will tell you how you can find out how Pluto is going to affect you in just a couple songs on the Wake Up Call.